Hi, it's Dr. Joe Markovich, the anti-aging doctor, and I'm here I have a reply to an angry atheist about a comment I made about God and Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking made the statement that God wasn't needed for the creation of the universe, and I refuted that. It's just my opinion. Man, you wouldn't have believed all the hate mail I got about that. Stephen Hawking's this, and God that, and atheist this. I mean, I got all kinds of stupid things. And like I care what people think, what I think. I mean, I think what I think, and what somebody else thinks, I don't care what they think. I'm just going to say what I think. And then people are like, oh, you're from the Bible Belt, and that says it all, you're... Basically, it's always the reply to these people is that you're stupid. That's why you believe in God. Well, I guess maybe I am stupid. Whatever. My reply was just, you know, basically all those overeducated people out there, they haven't produced a thing in their life, and they never will of anything of value. And all they do is try to refute. What somebody has in their head, and it's my thought, and it's what I feel. I feel there's God, and I feel like the other guy was wrong. And I think really most of those teachers are just there trying to... only reason they're there is just to mess with people's heads, so because they don't really want to work. And they're there to bang their students. You know, I mean, I hate to be like mean like that, but what more can you say to these stupid idiots? I mean... Hear this guy. He's like, you speak of God not as being... He's trying to soften it now after I told him, who cares what you think? And then he goes, you speak of God as more like a force of beyond consciousness, not really governing as much as allowing things to exist. Most people think of God as blah, 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 blah. I'm okay with that view of God. I don't care what you're okay with. And if somebody wants to think that God wears a robe, has a beard, and he has a voice like James Earl Jones... God bless them. They have a happier life. People that are in belief systems, in faith, have a happier life and a healthier life. It's proven scientifically that if you go to church on Sunday, you're going to live longer. And these people are just really wasting my time. Why don't they just shut up and jam it up their pipe? I really don't care. I really, honest to God, don't give a darn what they think. And I hate to be that way, because there's a lot of smart people out there, but it's just, when they come up with these numb nut ideas, and they want to put you in a cubby hole, but you can't put them in one. I made a statement, atheists are unhappy. I don't know too many atheists. I know a few atheists. I don't know for sure that they're atheists. They might be agnostics, but they're not happy. They're not happy people. I know a lot of people that are religious that aren't happy, but people that are truly religious have a joy in their hearts, because you think you're going to go someplace and what you do matters. I feel like what I do matters. If I didn't think what I did mattered, why the hell would I go to work? Why the hell would I care about people? Why would I try to treat them when they don't have any money? I mean, you know, let's face it, guys. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world, and you might think, oh, religion caused it. But all I have to do is say, oh, religion is good, and then they go, oh, no, no, no. And then I say, well, I'm a Muslim, and you're racist if you don't listen to me. Oh, religion's good there. You know, these people are such namby-pamby, no testosterone, no testicle people, that they can't even stand up for themselves. They support Muslim, which is about as religious as, I mean, let's face it, all the wars in the world, anything dastardly happening in the world right now is as a result of Muslim extremists. And you say, well, that's not the whole religion. Yeah, I know, but if you got cancer in an animal, do you cut the cancer away and then eat the rest of it? You kind of throw it away. You don't deal with it. You need to get that square. Now, am I saying kill all Muslims? No. What I'm saying is these people are full of crap refuting God, and then they don't refute things that aren't God. It's like, get away from me. Dr. Joe, I'm fed up with these crumbs. These know-nothings, these nitwit blackguards. Have a great day.